Support for WAMC comes from Oakwood Friends School, Poughkeepsie, New York, a college preparatory boarding and day school for grades 6 through 12, oakwoodfriends.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Derek Jeter didn't let an injury stop him from tying Willie Mays for 10th place on the career hits list, or helping the Yankees stay tied for the AL East lead. An aching left ankle limited Jeter to the designated hitter role last night, but his RBI single in the seventh provided a cushion for Phil Hughes and helped the Yankees win consecutive games for the first time in a month with a 2-0 victory over the Red Sox. The Mets were off yesterday. They'll play in Milwaukee this weekend. Yankees will host second-place Tampa Bay, and Boston heads to Toronto tonight. In the NFL, Week 2 started off nicely for Green Bay with a 23-10 win over Chicago last night. Coming up this Sunday, the Giants will host Tampa Bay at 1. Jets will play the 4:25 game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And New England will play Arizona in Foxborough. Connecticut coach Jim Calhoun is thanking everyone who helped him turn the Huskies into a basketball powerhouse. The 70-year-old Hall of Famer announced yesterday he's retiring after 3 national titles in 26 years at UConn. Calhoun was part of some of the most memorable moments in NCAA basketball history, including the 1990 Sweet 16 game between UConn and Clemson.
He only has 1 second. Neither team has a timeout.
The buzzer beater became known simply as the shot.
Here goes the long pass. The shot. Yes! The shot's going to go. The shot by Tate George wins it.
Audio courtesy of CBS Sports. Assistant coach Kevin Ollie will be the Huskies' new head coach. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.